Sometimes forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked forex guy. Hugh's got questions and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey Walter, a trader writes in and asks, I have trouble sticking to and believing a system. I tend to drop a system as soon as I start and it shows less than stellar results. What should he do?
Right. So this trader is basically looking for like the, you know, cycle of doom is what I call it, right? Where we find a system, we get excited, we trade it for a while, we hit a losing streak, we get not very excited and we think it's broken or the market's changed, and then we kind of give up on it and we move on to something else. So that's what we've all been there as traders. We all are quite familiar with this. The key here really is to start with your beliefs and build confidence. If you can do those two things, you're going to be all right. So obviously, what do I mean by beliefs? Well, do you think the best trades on the chart are those where the market hits a certain spot and then totally turns around and goes the opposite direction? Do you think the best trades on the chart are where the market gets really, really quiet, doesn't really go anywhere, and then boom, violently breaks out? Or do you think that the best trades on the chart are when the market's really trending in a direction, looking really strong in one direction, up or down, doesn't matter, and then you just kind of want to ride that trend and keep milking it for all it's worth? That's really, I mean, if you can kind of figure out where you are there, obviously there's other systems, like if the market's in a box and there's kind of range bound, you could assume that it's going to hit the high of the box and then turn around and hit and go back down and hit the low of the box. So if you like that sort of trading, that's another style. But really, that, I mean, there aren't that many systems. You can slap lots of indicators and fancy candles and all that sort of stuff on the charts. You can use Heike and Aishi and force indicator or whatever. Like, it basically comes down to that. You know, what sort of thing do you really like? Does it make sense to you? And then build it out from there. And then once you decide what you like and you build your system on basically what you think is obvious in the markets, that's really the question. When you look at the charts, what's obvious? That if you can get a grip on that, don't listen to me or Hugh or anyone else on YouTube or whatever. Just what do you think? Like, what's obvious to you? What is like the no-brainer? You look at the chart, you go, of course it's going to do this. Of course it's going to do that. I would definitely take a trade here or there. Once you got that, you go into Forex Tester, you do your testing, you get your data, and then you know, okay, well, it seems to work, or it was working okay, but it seems like my winners weren't big enough. So then maybe you go back and do some more testing and you adjust your exit so that you maybe go for a more aggressive target, knowing that you're going to lose on the win rate, but at least, you know, that more aggressive target allows you to get bigger winners, and maybe that will get you to a point where you're more profitable and more comfortable, or whatever it is. I think that's kind of the key, is to start with your beliefs, what's obvious to you, build up your confidence in a tester, and then start looking at your data from a sort of a risk point of view. Like, you know, am I making enough? Are my drawdowns too ugly? You can also go to the risk calculator. I seem to talk about it every episode, but we'll put a link in the show notes for you where you can go there. Once you've got your data, you can mess around with the risk calculator and figure out, how can I set up my trades so that I don't hit that terrible drawdown, which will make me, you know, jump into the cycle of doom again. That's really the two pieces are, you know, you're trading something that you don't really believe in, so it's easy to give up, or you're trading at a risk level that sent you into a drawdown that's so bad, you just can't bear it anymore. Remember that our friend, you know, from the futures world, Larry Williams, he won a trading contest. And the way that he won it, a lot of people don't know this, he actually had a 90% drawdown, right? So the famous story for Larry Williams, I think it was 1987, where he took the $10,000 account up to $1.1 million. That record still holds at 11,000%. What people don't know is that it was actually at $2 million. He got up to $2 million or just below it and then fell back down to $1.1 million. He had like a 45% drawdown when he won the contest. He also went up to $900,000 and then fell back down to $100,000. You know what I mean? So, yeah, so that, you know, that's the kind of thing. Like, he understood what his risk algorithm was going to do to his equity curve, and he kept trading. A lot of traders wouldn't trade through a 90% drawdown or even a 45% drawdown. So that's something to keep in mind, is that once you know what your risk is and what's likely to happen by using the risk calculator, then you can mentally prepare yourself for it. The other way to do it, of course, is to say, well, I don't want to have a 20% drawdown. So you backwards engineer it, so that's unlikely to happen.
Okay, that's very useful. Thanks, Walter.
Thank you.